This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to this episode of the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. On today's podcast episode, I'm going to be answering a question I recently was given on why people in their 30s and 40s work minimum wage jobs. Some of the comments I saw on this subject made me just a little angry, and I will be explaining why. Before I get started, if you like the podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit smartstartmoney.com and visit the contact page to send your comments or questions on this podcast. Today, I'm going to be starting something new with the podcast by answering a question I saw, and I think I'm occasionally going to keep this format with some of the questions that come in. Let me know your thoughts on this, on the Q&A format that I'm thinking about doing for the podcast. I always like to get some feedback from any listeners. I felt I needed to create today's podcast based on some of the comments I saw recently on the question regarding why people in their 30s and 40s work minimum wage jobs. And it seems that a lot of the comments on that particular question were things like, you know, it's people that are either dopers, government system leeches, and just people that messed up as the ones working for less. And this is simply not the case. One of the comments I saw was the people that are working for around minimum wage, that they all had something in common, that was they all basically effed up somewhere, and that's why they were stuck in these jobs. And just all the other ones on people, you know, that have drug problems, and that's why they're also working for less. All these comments are not necessarily the case. And I think it's important to realize this, that not everyone that works for a low wage is basically a screw up. And that really kind of angered me with a lot of these comments that I saw. And the truth is that not many people actually work for minimum wage, first of all, and people in their 30s and 40s, this is the case, especially. However, there are people, I will say, in their 30s and 40s that do work for a wage less than they're likely qualified for. Now, I will say that, yes, there are people that do fall into those categories that certainly work for minimum wage or slightly more, but there are many people, and like I said, particularly older individuals that work for less money than they probably should be earning. And there's several reasons on why are there older people that work for low wages. And I wanted to kind of answer this. And the fact is there are only so many higher paying jobs to go around. That's one of the first things that you need to realize. Not every job is going to pay a high wage, even a livable wage. You know, if everyone left school, you know, went to college and got an engineering degree, there's only so many engineering jobs to go around. And it's the same for any type of job or industry. So that's something you need to realize. Also, many older workers are being pushed out of what would be considered, you know, good mid-career positions in favor of younger employees. There are some older workers in between jobs, and quite honestly, they have to survive. Yes, age discrimination in the workplace is real, alive, and it's well. When someone in their 30s or 40s loses a job, it can take much longer to find comparable employment. So the next time you see somebody in their 30s and 40s, you know, not working that job where they're making six figures a year, it's, you know, it could be, it's not because they're a doper, it's not because they're a loser or something along those categories. It could quite possibly be that they were in a career field for a long time and got let go, and they're in between. You know, maybe they did save some money and they're just trying to supplement the money they have so they don't run out of it while they're looking for the next job. It's possible they're in between jobs. A large number of jobs that normally might be filled by skilled, educated people have also been either outsourced or completely done away with by technology. This is another thing you need to realize. This is a trend that is only likely to continue. The H-1B visa, it's not just to fill a shortage of highly skilled workers like they were originally said to be. Many tech companies use the system to hire people for lower wages. And if you don't think this is the case, it's just not, you need to do some research on it. American technology workers in their 30s and 40s are being eliminated based on these programs of a lot of these work visas. Another thing you need to realize with people working, you know, for less than higher wages in their 30s and 40s is there's a big issue with people that are mentally ill and they are not receiving the care they need. And these people need to survive, and possibly with proper care, they could be more productive. And mental illness in America, it's a big issue, and it is an illness. You can't label people as being, you know, either a loser or a doper just because they have an illness. And that is the case. A lot of people that have a mental illness in this country are not getting the help they need. That has to do a lot with the system and the changes over the years on people just kind of turning a blind eye to helping the mentally ill. That's another reason why we have a homeless problem in this country, is the mentally ill. And it's not just because they're all dopers. Sure, some of them are dopers. A lot of them are dopers, but not all of them are dopers. And not all of them are mentally ill either. That's another thing with the homeless population. There are legitimate people that, for one reason or another, can't find sustainable jobs. Another reason people in their 30s and 40s are working for lower wages is more people are taking a second job that might just be minimum wage to make ends meet or to get medical care. Now, although the news shows, you know, record unemployment and wages are up, this is simply not the case. You think about it for a minute, the cost of higher education, medical care, insurance, and just about everything else you can think of has gone up in price faster than most people earn. People in their 30s and 40s are taking second jobs to sometimes make ends meet. So are younger people that might not, you know, the younger people that might have decades of student loan debt. People are taking second jobs. And people in their 40s would also be around the age to have children in college. And a second job might help with education expenses for their child while they're away at school. You think of the cost of education these days, and a person that is in middle America and they send their kid off to school, that parent might need to take a second job, whether it be minimum wage or slightly above it, to help supplement that. And that is a real issue. And it's not uncommon today for anyone to have what is growingly referred to as a side hustle. You know, more people are taking on these side hustle type jobs. And this even includes people in their 30s and 40s. And it's exactly what it is. It's a side hustle. It's a side way to make money, in addition to probably their you know, full-time job already. Now, every single person either in their 20s or 30s or older has not been raised in the same decade. You need to realize this. Everyone does not have the same opportunities and choices. And you can say it all you want, but hard work itself, it doesn't pay off for everyone. So sitting there and saying, well, you know, the people that are working for less, they're just not hardworking, they're dopers, they're losers, they're, you know, all these things, it's simply not the case. Hard work does not necessarily always pay off. And you need to realize this. The things that people tell you are not always true. You know, growing up in the time that I did, and it's probably still said today, you know, a lot of older people would always say, well, you can be anything when you want to grow up. And that's not necessarily the case all the time, you know. And then the other one was, if you work hard, you'll get ahead. That's not necessarily the case all the time. You can't be anything you want to be when you grow up. These are falsehoods that are fed into people and still as adults when they grow up. Some people work very hard and do not have great careers or jobs. And these people are not lazy. They're not drug addicts. There are also people that barely work hard and are successful. So you have to realize that part as well. you don't throw a blanket over the answer to why people work for lower wages in their 30s and 40s and come out on the other end and say, well, it's just because they're dopers, they're losers, and they effed up somewhere. That's simply not true. Not everyone that works a minimum wage job is a screw up or an ex-con. You might see someone doing it just to survive. And this is something that you have to realize. Now, living through 9/11, I can tell you I saw more airline pilots, flight attendants, and the mechanics that worked on planes in the unemployment office after 9/11. And now, would you say all these people are losers, drug addicts, dopers, you know, whatever? They did not plan on being let go, and many of them earned a very good living. Now, I will say, you know, some of the people, they did work replacement jobs that might not have been exactly minimum wage, but the earnings were much less than they were accustomed to. I can guarantee you that. The thing that really gets me in today's economy, and yes, the unemployment is down, the wages are up, and that's a statistic that you can't argue with. And I won't argue with that. But what you have to look at is the full story. So today, people are working more hours. It's not uncommon for people to work a lot more. A lot of companies are going to that lean mentality, and they're having workers work more hours to do more, you know, with less people and have more responsibility. In many cases, people are earning more simply because they're working more. If you're working for an hourly wage and all of a sudden, you know, you're working an extra 10, 20 hours a week, of course you're going to earn more. It just makes sense. You're going to get the overtime, you're going to earn more money, but you're working more for more money. It's not just that you're getting a higher wage. Now, you think for a minute, the costs of things, these wages that are claiming for many people to be higher, it's a net or a negative gain. Think of all the expenses that have gone up. Think about something as simple as your car insurance and something that you're probably too familiar with, like your medical insurance. All these costs go up every year, and many times they're more than what people are being paid and more than those rising wages. So people aren't making more money. People are making less money, and that's why they're taking on these side hustles. And a lot of times people are working minimum wage or just above minimum wage jobs because they're the ones that they can juggle with their full-time job. And, you know, it's just something many people are doing. And the bottom line here is, you know, people do what they have to do to survive. People in their 30s and 40s today are not living in the same decade compared to previous generations. The corporate world is a much different one today. Companies are, you know, focused more on shareholder profits and outsourcing workers. It's a common practice. A lot of people a few decades ago would get a job and be able to work at the same place for their entire life. And that's been gone for quite a long time now. And also the good paying manufacturing jobs are now just about extinct. Older people are also many times replaced by younger workers in favor of increasing the bottom line on the balance sheet. A lot of times you can't argue in the corporate career world that companies will pay a younger worker less than they will an older worker with a lot more experience. So these people are being let go. These people are being laid off, and they have to survive. They have to take a job. Now, whether that's an in-between job, or, you know, they should have saved money for job loss. But at the same time, older workers have a much longer time period in many cases to find comparable work. So rather than just sitting around, maybe they do take a not very high paying job to just bring in some kind of money as they juggle trying to look for another position. Add the changes, you know, in the working environment with increasing costs of higher education, medical care, and just daily living costs. And this is why people are working those minimum wage jobs or just above. Often these jobs, like I said, they're not their full-time employer. People in their 30s and 40s that work minimum wage jobs are, you know, they're simply not all lazy people that messed up. And this is what really kind of angered me with a lot of the comments I saw. You can't judge a book by its cover. And I'll say that again, just throwing, you know, a blanket statement over everything with people working for less saying, oh, well, you know, they just don't apply themselves. They don't work hard enough. They're they're drug addicts, they're screw-ups, and they just effed up somewhere. It's just simply not the case. There might even be, when you think about it, a few people that are retired in their 30s or 40s that simply want something to do. It happens all the time with people retired in their 60s and even 70s. It might not be the case in every instance, but it does happen. So you see those older workers working for less, and it's not always that they need the money either. I would say in most cases, it's because they need the money, but sometimes people work just because they like to work. Before placing that blanket of judgment, consider the fact that everyone is different. That's what I want you to do. If you're listening to this podcast and you made one of those comments, just consider the fact that everyone is different. There's a reason why we're all individuals. Everyone that works a minimum wage job is not a loser, just like everyone that is homeless is not a failure. We all just do what needs to be done in order to survive. And I think what a lot of these people need to realize that made a lot of these comments on the people working for less as, you know, not applying themselves and being losers and effed up somewhere along the way, is you might have a great job and career today that could be gone tomorrow. If you're one of these people that's in the working world and you have this great career and job, you need to be a little respectful of other people, because you could be one of those people tomorrow. You can work as hard as you want, but there are things that are out of your control. And if you work for a big corporation, I would tell you this is certainly one of them, because that great job you have might be gone tomorrow. Also, there are things, like I mentioned with 9/11, that are out of your control. If you work in an industry that's going to be affected by something that happens in the world, that could happen to you. It's very realistic that something could happen to your job. So I will say this, just be respectful when you're passing judgment on other people. Now, I will say everyone, you know, is entitled to their opinion. And I certainly don't want people to comment and not provide their opinions. You just be respectful when you do it. Some of the comments that I saw were just, you know, outrageous on basically being disrespectful to people that work for less and saying they're losers and they're drug addicts. And, you know, they're people that just effed up. And that's why, because basically they deserve it. And it's simply not the case. So just be respectful. Keep making those comments. But again, be respectful with them. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit smartstartmoney.com for helpful articles and resources on life and money. Join me on the next podcast episode as I talk about millennials. Do they expect career and financial success too fast? Contrary to what many people think about the millennial generation not wanting to work, I think you will be surprised about my answer.